This is the Division One State Championship game. Live from the Kohl Center, home of the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament on 100.5 ESPN, ESPNWisconsin.com, and the ESPN app.
It was the starting lineups that we were breaking for, not the national anthem. As I said to you then during the break, Steve Collins, I'm an idiot. I forgot that they only do the national anthem one time. The starting lineups are brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit StoughtonHealth.com to learn more. First for Kettle Moran, it'll be number 3, Will Stuckey. Number 11, Nathan Valloom. Number 12, Ben Bester. 23, Roman Thompson. And number 1, Jack McSorley. And then it is 10, Jeremiah Johnson. 20, TJ Adams. 23, Nolan Minicelli. Number 24, Ryan Meehan. And number 30, Cade Conan for the Hilltoppers. The Hilltoppers winning the opening tip-off, going from left to right as we see things in their navy uniforms with white numbers and gold trim. It's Johnson in the near corner.
Looks like UW, Mark. Marquette University a little bit with the color jerseys.
And I'm a fan of that. I like that. I'm a big Marquette Golden Eagles fan. And Minicelli hammering it down to start the game for the Hilltoppers.
And that's what, you know, Kel Marine's not helping much. They got to close out on those threes. So those drives are going to be there, I think.
Now the Lasers in their white home uniforms with yellow numbers and navy trim, reading Kettle Moraine on their chest and stomach, with Kettle on the chest, Moraine on the stomach. And it's a corner three that's airballed. Rebound for Minicelli the other way for the Hilltoppers. His pass, though, is too far out of the reach for his intended target, Adams. It'll be a turnover.
It's hard. The longer court, people don't understand. It's different. That long pass is harder, and that's, you know.
And it's you either underestimated or overestimated.
Yes, it ends up in the student band section over there.
Lasers trailing 2-0 early in the semifinal, number 2. They get the ball stripped away in the paint. And then Marquette losing it as well, but they're able to get it. Meehan hands it off for Conan, right wing. Conan to Meehan between the circles. Now gives it off to Minicelli. Spinning in the paint, splits the defenders, and the right-handed layup is good for Nolan Minicelli.
And you can see the pace of play that Marquette wants to play. Marquette won't go to their bench as much as Kettle Moraine will, though.
Kettle Moraine working on the perimeter. That's Thompson. Thompson pulls up in the paint. Gets it inside for Valloom, and he's open for the first bucket of the game for Kettle Moraine. 4-2 with 16 minutes to go in the first half. Hilltoppers on top. Thompson on the short corner, and his pass goes off of the rim right into the hands of McSorley. And then Stuckey spinning into the paint. His layup attempt, no good. Rebound by Conan. Conan gets it inside quickly to Thompson. Minicelli. Minicelli with all 6 of the Hilltoppers' points. Thompson is the one who gets it across the center line. Valloom. Now to McSorley. McSorley drives baseline. Right-handed layup is good for Jack McSorley. It's a 6-4 game. Meehan skips it to Minicelli on the near corner. Hesitates. Backs his man down. Spins baseline and good. Nolan Minicelli, all 8 of Marquette's points early. He'll be going to St. Thomas, now a Division One program. They made the jump up just
a few
years ago.
I think they're building a new facility, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we've got a turnover on Kettle Moraine. And a timeout early by Kettle Moraine. Head coach Brian Rickert taking a timeout. This isn't his first time. This is his first year as the head coach for Kettle Moraine, but he did go to the state tournament with St. John's Military Academy. Also, his dad and brother have coached at this state tournament level as well. So this isn't anything new to him, but this Kettle Moraine squad, they're not right early.
Yes, no, there's something off. And again, give Marquette credit. You can feel the pace. Like, you thought Arrowhead played fast. Marquette wants to play even faster and get it out. And them changing their defensive scheme to help has allowed them to get to the basket.
14:42 to go. 8-4 Marquette on top of Kettle Moraine. As this is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbrick Honda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. And the trusted staff of Zimbrick Honda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or a used Honda, visit Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at ZimbrickHonda.com. Coming out of the timeout, Kettle Moraine with the ball going from left to right.
Nice.
And Marquette laying it in. Jeremiah Johnson with the putback, 10-4. Marquette up early. Kettle Moraine slowing it down. Stuckey on the wing. Here's the Thompson. Now Valum. Valum driving in. Euro step in the paint and good. And I say Euro step, he's a French foreign exchange student.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Valum with 4 of the 6 points for the Lasers. And it's a travel from Meehan the other way, so a turnover by the Hilltoppers.
I've never had a 6'4 international student come to our school. Holy cow. And he can hoop.
So I didn't play basketball in high school, Steve. Just can't figure out if I'm left or right-handed. But I did swim, and we had a foreign exchange student from Brazil come, and he swam and was very good. And there was a corner three from Kettle Moraine to make this a one-point game. Volume now up to 7 points for Kettle Moraine.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Minasali got tied up by Jonathan Sobish.
That almost looked intentional. I don't think it was, but we got an instant replay on that. I don't think they'll show it. But
oh, and they are going to show it here. Oh, he horse collared him.
Whoa.
Wow. That was a hard foul. That was a Bill Laimbeer
type foul. Yes, that was a Dennis. Bill Laimbeer, yes. Detroit Pistons.
You got to be physical. Show them. But
the bad boys. Were they the bad boys, right? Yes.
Minasali with the ball. Johnson now between the circles. Patting at the top of his head with his left hand as he dribbles to set up the play. It's a lob pass inside, and it's poked away. And that'll be out of bounds.
Now it's shooting.
Gonna stay.
That's going to be shooting, I think.
They're going to call that shooting?
I think so.
He
was going up. I think he was going up.
Okay. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. So Adams at the line, and he knocks down the first one. Drew Wagner checking in. And Drew Wagner, if you're watching along on TV, he's got a black armband up on his shoulder. He had labrum surgery in the offseason, and they weren't sure if they were going to get him back. The second free throw is good. It's 12-9. He recorded a rebound in their sectional final game, but then he had missed all season, able to finally come back for Kettle Moraine. It's 12-9, 12:45 to go. Stukey's three, no good. Rebound for Meehan and the Hilltoppers.
Here they go.
And they're going to go quickly. And the hop step into the paint by Conan. Skip pass down low, and that is out of the reach of Adams. So another turnover by the Hilltoppers. They move quickly, but they're going to turn the ball over a little bit because of that.
And they have to limit that if they're going to, you know, execute well in the half court. They're giving some token full court man there, too.
12-9, Hilltoppers lead. Stuckey drive in, kick out for the open three, and that's no good off the right iron. Rebound for Marquette. Minasali, right free throw line extended, dribbles into the paint, skip pass to Novotny, he misses the layup. I think he wanted to foul that time, doesn't get the call though. Kettle Moraine back quickly. Stuckey, right free throw line extended. Crosses over as the ball poked away, and it is stolen away.
Jeez, they get that ball down.
And it's quickly into Minasali, and he lays it in.
By the time we look, the ball's down the court, and it's 94 feet. It's crazy how fast they get it off the court.
And it's a five-point lead with 11:26 remaining in the first half. Valum now over to Wagner. Right free throw line extended. Up top to Sobisch. Sobisch over for a wing three, and it falls in by Will Stuckey. It hit every part of the rim and finally dropped.
It was one of those ones that seemed to be hanging on the rim. Is it going to go in? Is it not going to go in?
Minasali going with the contact, and he gets the old school three-point play attempt. Nolan Minasali is already up to 12 points.
No. He's strong. He's lanky. He can handle the ball.
He's got two of his fingers taped together.
It's like a golfer. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like volleyball. You're doing that to put a little bit of special spin on the ball.
That's a volleyball coach. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I coached boys volleyball at Memorial for 7 years.
And then would you use that to recruit for basketball?
We sometimes would bring the basketballs out during volleyball practice. Sometimes.
Minasali missing the first free throw. 16-12, the lead for Marquette. Stuckey right of the point. Jab step, now passes off to Valum, left wing. Goes over to the right wing for Sobisch. And inside, that's down low to Thompson, and Thompson's no good. Rebound by Marquette. Minasali's going to try and go coast to coast. Euro step in the paint. That's no good. Rebound for the Lasers. And then a foul as Thompson went up quickly for the layup.
The Marquette foul was on number 21, Thad Hoffman, his first take foul.
And it'll be interesting who, I mean, Kettle Moraine's not slowing it up. They're kind of going with them. So
yeah.
It'll be interesting if that can they can sustain that the entire game.
Kettle Moraine trails by 4, 16-12. Thompson at the line looking for his first points, and he gets it. It's a three-point game now. Returns for Marquette. 16-13, 10:21 remaining in the first half. Marquette leading. And the second one from Thompson rattles in and is good.
Timeout on the floor.
We have a timeout on the floor with 10:21 to go. Zimbraconda's Prep Mania is brought to you by the GRB Academy, baseball for the serious player. The GRB Academy wants to be a part of the plan to reach your potential. All year long, utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, complete with 14 batting cages and a 6,000 square foot weight room. Personal lessons are available year round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the Midwest for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. 10:21 remaining in the first half. It's a two-point lead for Marquette, but it's been all Nolan Minasali here early with 12 of the 16 points for Marquette. And you keep saying it, Steve. They're moving up and down the floor the way that they want to. Kettle Moraine is coming right back with a two, though.
Right, and I think they're feeling like they have to go with them. I think they feel like they have to go with them at the same pace. So we'll see if they can sustain it. And Marquette hasn't hit many threes. How many threes have they hit? So that's kind of their bread and butter is hitting those threes. But they haven't had to. They basically are taking it to the rim because Kettle Moraine's given it to them.
Marquette has yet to attempt a three. Yeah. Kettle Moraine, they're 2 of 5 from
right.
three.
Yeah. And on the season, they've made, 256 threes. So,
wow.
Yeah, almost 10 a game.
Novotny on the right wing for Marquette. They work it around the perimeter. Adams now to Hoffman. Back to Novotny. Hesitates, drives into the near block, kicks it out to Minasali. He drives into the baseline, and it's going to be a blocking foul called.
There's a great pass to the opposite low block, though.
Number 5, Jonathan Sobiak, his second, fourth team foul.
And Sobiak.
Nathan Below checks in for the
picking up his first foul.
With Ben Bester.
Ben Bester checking in. Thought he was going to be one of the starters. They initially listed him the early in the week for the state tournament. The coaches do submit who their starters are.
Yeah.
And he was listed as one of them. But this is his first time out on the floor for Ben Bester. A crossover three. That's the first three-point attempt for Marquette, and it's no good. Rebound for Kettle Moraine. Valum will fire up a three off the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound for Kettle Moraine. Stuckey, left free throw line extended, goes cross court. And now a three from Thompson. That's off the front iron. No good. Rebound, Minasali. And Marquette going quickly. Had Novotny underneath, doesn't take it. Meehan, open three, and he rips the court. Ryan Meehan, his first points of the game.
And it was that second three-point line. He didn't even look down.
19-14 now, 9 minutes to go in the first half. Kettle Moraine will hurl up a three. That's a offensive rebound. We'll have a jump ball, though. Pulling in that rebound was Teague Kowalski. Getting his first minutes off of the bench. Ball will stay with Kettle Moraine, who trailed by 5. Into Kowalski. Now in the near corner, Stuckey. Couple of jab steps. Now Valum, right wing. He crosses over, has to kick it out to Thompson. Thompson over to Stuckey on the near corner. He'll fire up a three. That's over the top. Kowalski, though, grabs it. He can't convert. Yeah, and the Hilltoppers pulling the rebound. That's Thad Hoffman getting the board. Now Conan.
And you diagram plays to get those kind of layups in there, and just one after the other.
Kettle Moraine struggling from the floor early, and then a travel, so it'll be a turnover by Marquette. We look to see Kettle Moraine shooting 50%, 5 of 10. Excuse me, now it's just updated, so it's 5 of 15.
Right.
33%. That's easy math for
me. That is. Look at that.
8:17 to go in the first half. 19-14, Marquette leading Kettle Moraine. The winner will take on Arrowhead tomorrow night in the Division I state championship game. You'll be able to hear all 5 championship games here on ESPN Madison tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m. with the Division V, and then we work our way all the way down to Division I. Roman Thompson got called for a foul, getting a little too physical down on the paint. Marquette working the perimeter. Johnson, right free throw line extended, cuts into the baseline, bounce pass down low, and that's good by Novotny. Tommy Novotny, the starting running back on the state championship football team for the Hilltoppers, picking up his first bucket. Kettle Moraine starting to slow things down a little bit more. As I say that, they drive inside and wanted to pass it out, but it's taken away by Johnson. Johnson driving, going coast to coast, into some contact, can't convert. Rebound by Kettle Moraine. 7-point lead, 21-14 for Marquette.
And Marquette will take those quick shots. That was 4 seconds between when they got the ball and they shot it.
Open three by Bester. That just rims out. Rebound for Johnson and the Hilltoppers. Meehan, top of the key. Novotny, right wing. Conan on the right wing. Thought about going to his right, instead goes to the top of the key. Now wheels into the paint. Turns around, picks up his dribble, trying to find somebody to pass it off to. Gets it off to Thad Hoffman. But it goes back to Conan. Now on the left wing. Conan gets some contact, and they're going to call a charge. Ben Bester able to draw the charge.
Timeout
on the floor. 21-14, our score. Marquette up with 6:31 to go in the first half. We're going to take a timeout with them, 30 seconds, as you're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is a proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started in 1965, from football to volleyball to soccer to tennis. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Out of the timeout, Kettle Moraine able to get a nice mid-range layup or jumper push shot kind of hybrid from Volume.
Cade Cohen. Before you can say anything, yeah. Marquette comes down and scores a layup.
Marquette Hilltoppers love to run fast. They're even showing some full court pressure. It's almost like they just take what Shaka Smart does at the University. Meehan with a shot block. Stays with Kettle Moraine. They work around the perimeter. McSorley. Kowalski. Right free throw line extended. Backs it out to Stuckey. Stuckey's going to get a screen from McSorley if he wants it. Doesn't take it. Step back three. Front iron. No good. Long rebound pulled in by Meehan on the far corner. Marquette going quickly. Johnson. Hands it off Meehan, fires up a college range three, and it's nothing but net.
And it's in transition.
10-point lead now for Marquette with 5 minutes to go in the half. McSorley left to the point. Kowalski, right wing, hands it off. Driving into the paint is Stuckey, and he lays it in after the Euro step. Will Stuckey up to 5 points. Meehan to Johnson, hesitates, drives into the paint. He's going to go all the way in, and he is fouled on the layup attempt. He led to the line to shoot two.
And Marquette's just spreading the floor and attacking the rim. They're either shooting the three in transition or they're attacking the rim.
Jeremiah Johnson at the line, shooting two.
And when they've been able to attack, they've been able to draw some fouls
They have. And you're probably most open in that first 7 seconds of your possession. So that's why they're hitting some of those threes. They're just so open.
Johnson hitting the first free throw. Make it a 9-point game.
Marquette's in the bonus now, too. Every foul from now on, they're in the bonus.
And the second one is good by Johnson. 10-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Volum between the circles. Skips it over onto the right wing to Stuckey. Now McSorley in the right corner, dribbles all the way up to the top of the key, hands it off to Stuckey right of the point. Crosses over, hesitates, has to kick it out to Wagner. Wagner, skip pass into the corner. Stuckey. Stuckey spinning into the paint. He'll go right hand. That's no good. The rebound rattles around. It's picked up by Kettle Moraine. Wagner nearly loses it. Wagner driving in. Kick out to Stuckey on the near side. Stuckey wanted to try and get that extra pass to Valume, but it goes out off of his hands and a turnover by Kettle Moraine. Now into side 4 minutes left in this first half. It's been a fast-moving first half of action. That might just be because the last game was so long that it feels really fast. Johnson quickly going in and lays it in.
I also think the pace of the game is just we're up. Again, like it feels like a tennis match. We're back and forth, back and forth. Kettle Moraine's not slowing it up. They're taking what they're giving them.
And Kettle Moraine work around the perimeter. Valume going inside, kicks it out to the corner. McSorley drives inside, hop step off the glass and good. Jack McSorley with his second bucket of the game. Back to a 10-point lead for Marquette, 30-20. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Meehan, Johnson right wing, fires up a deep three. That's off the front of the iron, rebound for Valume and Kettle Moraine. Wagner right wing. Down into the corner. Now Stuckey, Valume, top of the key. Over to Wagner. Right wing. Goes into the paint. Has to kick it outside. And then it is out.
Of bounds.
Off that sideline. Stuckey just got his foot back. A little too much. 30-20 our score here in the first half. Marquette up with 2:45 to go. We'll take another timeout with them as there's a timeout on the floor with 2:45 to go in the first half. This is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. Marquette with the ball, leading by 10, 2:30 to go in the first half. Quickly inside, Minasali. Minasali threw some contact. He hit the deck, didn't convert on the shot attempt, but he heads to the line to shoot two.
And simple just cross screen. They're looking for the high gate and then a cross screen to get him wide open. Get him one-on-one, he's going to score.
Or draw a foul.
Yeah, or draw a foul.
He just feels players where, you know, not saying he does or says anything out on the floor to be annoying, but he's just so good at so many different things where you're just like, can you just be bad at something? Can you please, like, let me have an advantage if I'm a defender? So he just kind of harasses you the entire time.
He'll play right away at St. Thomas, I think, just because of his size and his ability.
He misses both, but Marquette does get the rebound to keep possession. Adams, skip pass to Johnson, and Johnson travels down low. So Johnson just moving a little too quickly down underneath the basket. Turning it over. Kettle Moraine trying to get it back to a single-digit lead, 30-20 with 2:10 to go. Stuckey, top of the key. Going left paint, kicks it out for Valume. Far right corner, holds the ball above his head, goes cross court. Thought about that three attempt, did Sobic, but instead hands it off. Stuckey fires up a three, front iron, no good. Rebound for Kettle Moraine, and the putback, there's a foul.
The Marquette foul is at number 12. His first.
And that's
Zach Fremming.
Fremming.
Shooting two.
At the line. McDivitt was the one who picked up his first foul.
Sixth offensive rebound for Kettle Moraine versus two for Marquette. That, you know, that's the second and third shots that just matter, especially when you're down 9 points.
With a chance to make it eight. Fremming hits the second one. 8 point lead for Marquette, 32-22. Marquette going quickly. Novotny getting it inside to Johnson. He's double teamed, almost has the ball taken away. Can't convert, and it's another rebound for Kettle Moraine. Valume, near wing. Backing his man down all the way into the paint. Gets it inside. Has the ball stripped away. Up ahead to Novotny. Novotny on the layup, and it is good. Tommy Novotny on the breakaway. Kettle Moraine goes quickly back, and Adams is going to pick up a foul. TJ Adams gets his first foul. Will Stuckey now at the line.
Again, two dribbles, and the ball's over half court and in the basket.
Such a fast, quick Marquette team. It's going to be a fast game on Saturday if this score holds.
If they happen to win, I'm hoping Arrowhead's going home and getting some rest because they're going to need it.
Stuckey's second one is good.
Roman Thompson into the Blazers.
32-24. Marquette up. Marquette has led the entire way here in this first half with a minute 10 to go. Kettle Moraine showing some full court pressure. Novotny goes quickly, kicks it out to Adams. Adams step back corner three. It rattles home. TJ Adams with a big three to make it an 11-point lead. Inside a minute to go. Vallum, right wing. Now to Sobic up top. Over to Vallum. He'll fire up a three. That's no good. Rebound Marquette.
Wow.
And Adams goes quickly coast to coast. Doesn't convert, but Minasali is there to put it back. It's a 13-point lead now with 20 seconds to go in the half. Vallum is going to hold for one last shot. 10 seconds now. Still holding on the motion W at midcourt. Vallum between his legs. Crosses over. Drives into the paint. The floater. No good. Rebound Kettle Moraine. Shot blocked from behind. Heave of a full court shot. And that barely makes it to the other free throw line. 37-24 is our score after one half of action. The Marquette Hilltoppers leading the Kettle Moraine Lasers. We'll take a break, and then we'll recap this first half of action of semifinal number two here in the Division I WIAA Boys State semifinal action. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. .37-24 is our score at the half of the semifinal number two of the Division I state tournament. Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina is the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chile, their famous chips and guac, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of their locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquale'scantina.com. Bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest, Pasquale's Cantina. So, Steve Collins, a similar first half score.
Yes.
13-point lead for one team. Our game number one, we saw one of the teams come back from a 12-point deficit. What does Kettle Moraine need to do to try and do the same thing that Arrowhead did, hopefully without four overtimes, though?
I don't know if you and I have four overtimes in us.
Oh.
No, I think Kettle Moraine's going to have to change something up defensively. I just think that they're getting to the basket too easy. Like, Marquette is able to just drive around them, and then that's opening up some of the kicks for the three-pointers. And to be honest with you, I've watched every team. They get the ball from free-throw line to free-throw line as fast as any team in the state tournament right now. So, it's, you know, Kettle Moraine's going to have to do something to change those easy possessions and not let them get those easy looks. You know, I don't know what it is, but it's going to have to be something along those lines. You know, and Marquette is, what, from 3 points, they've only shot five. So they're 3 for 5. So if they shoot, you know, 10 or 15, then you maybe are in the game. But the three-point percentage for Kettle Moraine is 2 for 13. That's going to have to change the second half, too.
Again, Kettle Moraine trailing 37-24 here at the half. of Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania. And, you know, I'm looking down at the keys that you gave pregame to this game, especially for Kettle Moraine. Transition defense, controlling tempo right now, and so far they haven't done either of those things.
No, I would not give them a good grade.
Yeah.
They would have to come in and take a retake or something. They wouldn't even get partial credit at this point. But things can change. You know, a 13 points is not easy against Marquette, but it's doable. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't one timeout called in that half, so other than the media timeout. So, you know, I always feel good when I have all my timeouts coming in the second half, especially if we're down, because I know I can control the clock a little bit better.
And then for these Marquette Hilltoppers leading by 13 points here at the break, you know, mentioned it, they're 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. Is there anything that they could be doing better right now? I mean, you're holding your opponent to 24 points.
No,
you're shooting
shooting 65% from the floor from two. You'll take that. Mm-hmm. Like, and you don't need to shoot more threes. So what I think the reason it's a 13 is they've taken good shots. The threes they've taken have been good or in transition or open, and they're able to get to the rim. So that's where I think Kettle Moraine maybe has to change their pregame thought about no help defense, and maybe they got to help and start doubling in the post and just hope that Marquette's off from deep. But if Marquette gets on fire like they normally do from deep, it could be a different score going in the last 10 minutes.
37-24, the score at the halftime break. Marquette leading Kettle Moraine 37-24. When we come back, we'll start the second half of action here on Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. The score here at the half. Marquette leading Kettle Moraine as we've just got a couple of seconds left here in this second half of action. I'm Hunter Vaughn. Here alongside me, Steve Collins, head coach of Vel Phillips Memorial, three-time state champion head coach. And, Steve, I haven't done it yet since we have a couple of seconds here. You coached my second favorite Marquette Golden Eagle of all time, Wesley Matthews. Doesn't beat out Jay Crowder for me.
I'll give you that.
But can I just quickly, what's your favorite Wes Matthews memory as we have a couple seconds? I need to nerd out a little bit.
Probably a state championship one where, you know, he broke his hand his junior year. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And senior year, he made a pass to his best friend, Corey Vernon, who he had grown up with. And he did one of these, flying things off. And it was, that's one of my favorite memories. You know, he's a man now. I think of him as an 18-year-old out on the court. So a lot of good stories, a lot of fun stories with him and that team. And he's one of the ones that helped us put us on the map. So we have a lot to hold to Wesley, for sure.
Thank you for indulging me in that. I told everyone when I found out that we would be doing these games together, I was like, I've got to get a Wes Matthews story out of him at some point in the broadcast. So I thought now would be the best time to do that, as Marquette has the ball leading 37-24 here in the second half of action, now going from right to left. And they work around the perimeter. Meehan near wing. Minasalli spinning into the paint, high off the glass, no good. Rebound by McSorley for Kettle Moraine. Stuckey near wing. Backs it out. And backs all the way out to the motion W. Now comes back to the right wing. Thompson, top of the key. Gave it off for a moment to Stuckey, and then Stuckey gets it back. Kick out for McSorley on a three, and he knocks it down.
He looked over at his coach like, thank you for letting me shoot that. I think he was yelling at him to shoot it.
Marquette now quickly able to fight through the contact was Adams. ...39-27, 12-point lead for Marquette. 16:30 to go in the game. The winner takes on Arrowhead in the Division I championship game tomorrow night. Thompson, right wing. Jab step to his right. Now goes back to the top of the key. Valum left wing. McSorley up top. McSorley to Stuckey. Stuckey into the paint, pulls up from 14, and nothing but net for Will Stuckey.
And they've gotten really good shots. Mm-hmm. The first two possessions, they've gotten wide open, either attack the baskets or good shots. Marquette necessarily hasn't.
Minasali going cross-court to Johnson, and that goes through his hands. Johnson was in that far corner, and he started cutting baseline. And I think Minasali expected him to just stay in the corner,
right.
So the pass was just a little off. Chance to cut this down to a single-digit lead. Kettle Moraine trailing 39-29. Bester gives it to Valum. Valum on the far elbow. Skip pass inside to Thompson. That's taken away. Valum tried to steal it away, but too much contact. It's going to be a foul on Valum.
It's always those fouls. Like everyone in the gym sees that are 74 feet from the basket.
But it's just so tempting. Like, I can get the ball. I can get my hand in there, coach.
And I can go dunk it.
Yeah, exactly. 39-29, Marquette with the ball and a 10-point lead. 15-18 to go in the game. Johnson. Now Meehan. Shot fake. Dribbles to his right. Gives it off for Conan. Conan up top. Skip pass. That was to nobody. And some miscommunication again by Marquette.
They've got a little bit of the yips right now. Two bad turnovers the last two possessions. And give Kettle Moraine a little credit. You know, they're giving them some different looks or doubling the ball, doing some things they weren't doing the first half.
Kettle Moraine quickly, but the shot is blocked for Stuckey. Stuckey passes it off to Valum, who lays it in and good.
You can feel the momentum shifting again.
Saw this in the first game.
Are you foreshadowing four overtimes again?
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, Steve. 14:30 to go in the game. Minasali to Adams. Adams jab step, fires up a three. It's nothing but net for TJ Adams. He's up to 10 points for the Hilltoppers, who have an 11-point lead.
Always look good when you're 4-for-6 from the three-point line.
Yeah, makes things kind of easy on you. And Kettle Moraine gets an old-school three-point play the other way. Stuckey drove in and fought through the contact to head to the line. Cade Conan now with two fouls. Thad Hoffman checking in for Marquette. So Stuckey now is 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight. And make that 3-for-3. We have a timeout on the floor. 14:10 to go in this one. 42-34 is our score. Marquette on top. A message during this postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. So 14:10 to go. It's 42-34. Still plenty of time for Kettle Moraine. And, you know, we mentioned it already. It feels a little similar to game number one.
It does, but it feels like Marquette should be up more than 8 points. It does. It feels like they've dominated this game, and they're only up, you know, 3 possessions. So, yeah, I mean, trust me, in the next things happen in these next 14 minutes.
I mean, we saw it in game one.
Yes. It's like you're playing for your life because it's one and done. You're in the Final Four. So things can happen. It can also go the other way, where Marquette could just run away with it, too. So you never know. You kind of saw that in Division II with Wisconsin Lutheran and and Nicolay. That game was like there, and then all of a sudden, you know.
It just takes a couple of possessions, and all of a sudden a team can take off. Marquette looking to do that with 14 minutes left in the game. And it'll go out off the hand of Kettle Moraine, so the ball stays with the Hilltoppers. It'll be Minisalli inbounding on the W of Wisconsin on the baseline, gets it into Adams on the near wing. Adams goes baseline, gets tripped up as he goes up, misses the shot, but he'll be at the line shooting two. Ben Bester with his first foul.
T.J. Adams at the line, shooting two.
T.J. Adams now already has 10 points on the game. And the first one for Adams is up and good.
Zach Fleming in for Kettle Moraine.
Chance to get this back to a double-digit lead for Marquette. As it's 43-34, 13:54 remaining in the game. Winner takes on Arrowhead tomorrow night in the Division I championship game. And Adams pushes it back to a 10-point lead. Stuckey bringing it across the midline from left to right in their all-white uniforms with yellow numbers. A 15-foot elbow jumper for Stuckey's no good.
There we go.
Ball bouncing out. Minisalli over to the corner. Meehan three, and it's good.
That's their bread and butter as they get an offensive rebound. They attack till someone stops them, and someone's standing out there ready to shoot the three.
It's back up to a 13-point lead now for Marquette. Volume, deep right wing, McSorley. Sorley hands it off to Thompson at the top of the key. Dribbles behind his back. Tries to go inside. Gets cut off. Has to kick it back out between the circles. Now over to Thompson. He'll fire up a corner three. And he answers with a three of his own for Roman Thompson. Meehan. Now to Minisalli. Right wing. Meehan. Gets cut off. Gives it back to Minisalli, right free throw line extended. Goes into the elbow, spinning down towards the baseline. Has to get it pass off to somebody, and he's able to get it out to Johnson as he had picked up his dribble. Now Adams, dribbling between his legs on the right wing. Crosses over, drives into the paint, pulls up, fadeaway six-footer, and that is going to be out and no good, and it'll be off of Marquette.
Jonathan Soliak is in for Kettle Moraine.
Conan checking back in for Marquette, as well as Sobiak coming in for Kettle Moraine, who trails by 10, 47-37, 12:15 left in the game.
Kettle Moraine really needs a score, a stop, and a score. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of those things. If they want the momentum to shift, you can't exchange baskets. You're going to need to get a score and then a couple stops.
And Do those need to be threes? Is it one of them that has to be a three, or just it could be two?
No, I just think you just got to score to get some momentum on your side.
Thompson, top of the key, handing it off for Fleming. And now it'll be a wing three
that
for
works.
Thompson, and he buries it. It's a seven-point lead for Marquette, 47-40. Now Kettle Moraine needing a stop, as you said. Meehan to Minisalli. Minisalli inside Hoffman, and Hoffman is able to lay it in underneath the basket. Thad Hoffman is first points. Thompson, right wing, trailing by nine. 11-11 remaining in the game. Thompson fires up top of the key. Three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Marquette. Marquette trying to go quickly, even though they don't have the numbers. It's a kick out. Adams into the corner. He gets cut out. Has to back it all the way out to midcourt. Looks over to the sideline to get a play. Now Conan the boring chants coming from the Kettle Moraine fans.
Which is ironic.
Given that they're a slow-moving team, typically. And the ball is poked away from behind. It goes all the way out on the far sideline. That was poked away on the near low block, and it's going to stay with Marquette.
Yeah, I think that's the right call.
And that stoppage will bring a timeout on the floor with 10:35 to go. It's a 9-point lead for Marquette, 49-40 here with 10:35 to go in the game. And we will take a quick break as well. You're listening to Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison.
This is Derek Engler. You're listening to a Good Karma Brands radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
To go in the game. The winner advances to take on the Arrowhead Warhawks in the championship game tomorrow night. Marquette leads 49-40.
I would have thought it would have been in the 50s or 60s at this point, just by how Marquette plays, but they're shooting the ball really well. It's more of the Kettle Moraine is trying to dictate the tempo a little bit and get some shots up at a slower pace. I don't know. I'm not sure how they're going to come back other than get some stops on Marquette.
It does feel like Kettle Moraine's doing a better job of controlling the pace of the game here in the second half. Hoffman for Marquette with it on the left wing, and it passes over to Novotny, and that pass goes right through his hands. And that was Novotny's a running back on the football team. That's kind of like when you see a receiver, they're looking upfield, right, and the ball goes through their hands.
And part of that is what I said in the previous broadcast about the ball being new and slippery. Mm-hmm. How many of those have we seen tonight? Like two or three just go through the player's hands. Just don't tend to see those during the regular season.
And then does that get better in the championship game now that these balls have been used?
A little bit worn up, yeah.
A mid-range jumper for Valoom. That 10-foot jumper is good. It's a 7-point lead for the Hilltoppers. So can Kettle Moraine get another stop on defense? Inside 10 minutes to go. Hoffman over to Adams, right wing. Adams wheels into the paint, gets cut off on the Big Ten logo inside the paint here at the Kohl Center. He passes it out. Minasali has the ball poked away from behind. It's a fast break. Valoom into the paint. Euro step off the glass. No good. And then the rebound, and they're they'll call that on Kettle Moraine.
Kettle Moraine foul, number 4, Zach Remy.
And now, that's a tough one for
That's a tough call. I've told more than one official, don't punish my guys because they can jump higher than the other guys. Mm-hmm. You know, going back to another Marquette guy with Vander, you know, he would jump and get the rebound before it was a rebound sometimes. And even though he's behind the guy.
Well, like, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I am wrong a lot, Steve. But, like, there's nowhere in the rule book that says you can't take the ball over the top of somebody. You just can't make contact with them.
And I know, and it just seems like it's called a lot. Yep. That's a great call.
And off of a missed three by Kettle Moraine, Minasali picks up his first foul.
A little two-handed push to the lower back.
You try and hide that by, can I get it on the hips, you know, kind of push them away from me. But they're going to see that, and they called it that time on Minasali.
This is a big possession for Kettle Moraine right now because you can kind of feel a little bit. We're down to a 2 or 3 possession game.
9 minutes left, so 3/4 of the game gone. This is a big point for Kettle Moraine. Valoom over to the left wing for Stuckey. Skips it down low. And off the glass and good. McSorley kissing it off the glass. It's a 5-point game now. Minasali, top of the key, dribbling between his legs, crossing over, goes to the right paint. The hoop and the harm for Nolan Minasali.
Where do you go when you need a bucket?
Go to your D1 commit.
You do.
He's also the 2-time conference player of the year in the Greater Metro Conference. The free throw rattles in for Nolan Minasali.
When you're building a basketball player, that's what you want. You want 6'7", long, can handle the ball, can shoot.
He never seems like he's out of position either defensively.
No.
It's an 8-point lead for Marquette, 52-44. 8 minutes left to go in the game. Kettle Moraine, Thompson has it between the circles up top. Now onto the left wing, wheeling into the paint. That's Stuckey. Stuckey spinning, and he is fouled on the shot attempt. And for a second, I thought that was on Minasali, and I was going to be like, of course.
Of course.
Those are the moments where I think the broadcaster curse is, is real.
Yes. When they say they're doing something right and they don't.
Instead, that was on Meehan. The first free throw, no good for Stuckey. Stuckey will have one more. McSorley heads to the bench for Kettle Moraine. The second one rattles in for Stuckey. He's up to 12 points on the game. Excuse me, 13 points on the game. 52-45, Hilltoppers lead. Minasali loses his dribble for a moment, picks it up, goes cross court. Conan Adams jab steps to the right, fires up a three, and it's nothing but net. TJ Adams to 15. Kettle Moraine fires up a three and answers back with a three of their own.
It's a firing range now. Look at this.
Minasali on the elbow, kicks it out. Deep three, Meehan. That's off the back of the iron. Conan gets the rebound for Marquette.
To say that was a deep three would be an understatement.
That was deep from NBA range.
Yes.
That was Caitlin Clark range.
Yes. That was Caitlin Clark logo range. Let's just say that for those of you that are listening. Yes.
Oh,
that's the longest shot I've seen this week.
Sometimes you're just feeling it, though.
You're feeling it.
You got to shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot. Come on, coach.
You might not be in the game to be able to do that.
Marquette keeps possession. Adams will run the point. Hands it off to Minasali. Left of the point. Now on the left wing, Adams, top of the key. Adams trying to wheel inside, gives it to Novotny. Novotny skipped to Minasali underneath, through a double team, and he is fouled on the shot attempt.
Just good fundamental basketball. They both jump stopped, shot fake. They were trying to get people airborne. great fundamental basketball there by Marquette.
Minasali's first rattles out, no good. Minasali now 1 of 5 from the free throw line.
Ooh, we might need to work on that.
It's going to be something they won't be too pleased with if that continues when he's at St. Thomas next year. He's a 70% free throw shooter on the year. The second one is good for Minasali. We have a timeout on the floor with 6:41 to go. 56-48 our score. Marquette leading Kettle Moraine. We'll take a break with them as this is Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. .641 to go in the game. 56-48. Marquette leads Kettle Moraine. The Hilltoppers going with a full court press here against Kettle Moraine with an 8-point lead. 6:30 now to go.
A little run and jump. It looked like a 2-2-1, but I don't know if it was a run and jump or they were just trying to trap once there. But it slowed Kettle Moraine up a little bit.
Kettle Moraine keeping the ball on the perimeter. Thompson top of the key. Now Fremming right wing. Thompson in the near corner, directing traffic with his left hand, now dribbles it all the way out to the wing, handing off for Stuckey right wing. Stuckey wheels into the paint, pulls up at the Big Ten logo, gets it back outside Thompson up top. Thompson guarded via Novotny. Thompson driving in, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Tommy Novotny, his first team foul, fourth team foul. Quick inbound in. Volume. Far wing. Gets a quick pass to McSorley underneath, who lays it in.
6-point game, 5:46, two-possession game.
Still plenty of time for Kettle Moraine in this one. Down by six. Johnson going hard into the paint. The ball rattles out, and it's another stop for Kettle Moraine and the Lasers. Kettle Moraine works the perimeter. Volume, far wing, wheeling all the way into the paint. Hesitates, shot blocked by Minasali. Minasali going coast to coast, wanted to dunk it. Realized he had to lay it in, though.
He had another player, five. Who's in front of him? Someone was in front of him. Really wanted to dunk that, yes.
Instead, it's a layup and an 8-point lead. 58-50, 5 minutes to go in the game. Corner three, nothing but net and good. Roman Thompson. And it's a 5-point game. Adams backing all the way out to the W at midcourt. Dribbles between his legs. Loses his defender, who slips on the floor. Doesn't take a shot, though, so able to recover was Kettle Moraine with 4:30 now to go. Marquette just trying to take off some clock now with a 5-point lead. Adams into the elbow. Goes into the low block, turning, spinning. Baseline shot's blocked away and no good. Kettle Moraine has numbers. Volume into the paint. Euro step, right hand, and good.
Oh, we got a game now.
Marquette takes a timeout, leading by three, 58-55, with 4:06 to go in the game. And Steve, you said it earlier on in this second half. You just got to get it and a stop, get another bucket, and all of a sudden momentum goes back your way.
Yes, and the thing is, they know, Kettle Moraine knows, if they get to the final, they've beaten Arrowhead. They're a classic mm-hmm. eight. It's like they're a conference team, so this is a big possession for Marquette right now. And Marquette hasn't gotten the transition buckets they were getting in the first half at all.
Yeah. We saw that one fast break for Minasali, and that was really it.
Yeah, they haven't been able to get it out at all. So, you know, it's still a one-possession game, but they got to, like, this is a big one for Marquette right now with 4 minutes to go.
4:06 left on the clock.
Lots of timeouts. Well, Kettle Moraine has four, has all their timeouts, and Marquette has
three. And the foul situation, Kettle Moraine at five, Marquette at four. No one's really in any foul trouble yet. Johnson, top of the key. Minasali, corner three for Meehan, and it rattles home.
That's what kills you.
Ryan Meehan makes it a 6-point game.
And he didn't hesitate on that three. That's the thing. That's Marquette basketball. That's what they do. He's going to shoot that.
Kettle Moraine slowing it down. Stuckey near free throw line extended. Fakes to the baseline. Instead passes it up top to Thompson. Thompson spinning on the near elbow. Still spinning. He had picked up his dribble. Back out to Stuckey, right wing. 3:20 to go in the game. Stuckey, NBA three, front iron, no good. Rebound for Adams and the Hilltoppers. Minasali.
I'm not sure that's the shot coach wanted at the 3-minute mark.
Minasali slams it home. Nolan Minasali, the huge dunk. He got past his man and knew exactly what he was going to do with it. 3:03 to go. Kettle Moraine calls a timeout. The student section for Marquette is going crazy.
Yeah. It was just a basic ball screen. He got around the corner and highlight reel.
Nolan Minasali going to St. Thomas next year to play basketball, the two-time conference player of the year, and he's all the way up to 22 points, 7 rebounds, and he's got 3 assists on the night.
That's a pretty good evening.
Wow. He is going to be a fun one to watch tomorrow if this score holds on and Marquette advances. Him and Bashett.
Yes.
That's going to be such a fun game.
I just hope he can play tomorrow. I hope that, I mean, hopefully he's getting that, whatever that is, especially if it's a tooth. Yep. I hope he, you know.
I And for those of you who maybe weren't tuning in to our first game, one, you missed out on one of the greatest basketball games I've ever witnessed.
Yes.
A four overtime thriller, the longest scoring and highest scoring game in state history for this tournament. But then, two, the best player for the Arrowhead Warhawks, Bennett Bashett. He took a shoulder to the face late in the game, and it looked like he maybe knocked out a tooth. Honestly, if I'm him, I know my mother would be livid with me for saying this, but I'm telling the dentist, stitch it up. I don't care. Yeah, I'll go the rest of my life without a tooth. I've got to play tomorrow.
I know. You got to play tomorrow. I know. Like, you do have to play tomorrow.
I would wear dentures the rest of my life if I had to.
And to be honest with you, every kid, this is a PSA, every kid should wear mouth guards when they play basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of teeth I've seen knocked out in my 35 years is crazy.
3:03 to go. Marquette showing some full court press as Kettle Moraine inbounds, trailing by 8. Volume has a shot blocked away. That was Thompson had his shot blocked on a far corner three. It went out off of the Hilltopper, so it stays with Kettle Moraine. Volume will inbound on that far sideline in front of his own bench. Gets it to Stuckey. Stuckey on the far wing. Skip pass to Volume. Volume getting into the paint. Low block. Pass tipped away as he tried to get it out to Bester. Kept alive. Oh, they'll say it was out of bounds. Adams was out when he touched it.
Great hustle, though.
.238 now on the clock. As Bester will inbound it into Stuckey. Brings it across the midline from left to right. Stuckey spinning, has to pass it back out to McSorley. McSorley spinning in the paint. Turnaround jumper over the defender is good. Jack McSorley now up to 13. Minasali goes down to the baseline through two defenders, and he traveled. It's got to be one of the harder things for a basketball player to do, and you've got a double team down there. You're just trying to muscle your way through. Unless you're Jace Gilbert from Game 1, you're like D-line at the Division 1 level. It's kind of hard to just be able to fight through that.
It is. It's got to be drilled. And it's a two-possession game. Mm-hmm. It feels like Marquette's in control of this thing, but it's still a two-possession game.
Timeout, Kettle Moraine.
And Kettle Moraine, there's a tie-up on the floor. Jeremiah Johnson, the call for a jump ball, but instead Kettle Moraine able to get the timeout. They have two timeouts left. So, you know, you said it's a six-point game, a minute 58 to go. It still just feels like Kettle Moraine, just they need to be able to, when they get a stop, go and get a bucket
and
the other way.
Score. Yes, it's like I have not felt like the momentum has really ever shifted back to Kettle Moraine. There were some spurts there, but yeah, I mean, they're down to two timeouts left. You know, they're going to need to get a score here. Oops.
Just getting your mic a little closer.
A little
for
closer.
You.
No one's ever said I don't talk loud enough, so that's one of the pluses. But yes, I think that's the key at this point. I'm sure Coach diagrammed something up coming out of this timeout.
Kettle Moraine trails by 6, a minute 58 to go, 63-57. Stuckey will run the offense on the right wing. Volume left of the point, over into the corner. Now backing it back out. It is Thompson. Thompson crossing over, picks up his dribble, has to get it back out to McSorley on the far wing. McSorley out to Thompson. Far free throw line extended. Now onto the low block. McSorley backing his man down, spinning, turning. The floater, no good. Rebound tipping around, and it's going to stay with Kettle Moraine. Bester, now McSorley. Bester up top. Shot fake, goes inside. Stuckey and Stuckey.
That's a great foul, too. Marquette's got fouls to give before they come into the bonus. And they can give one more foul.
23, Nolan Minasali, his second. Team foul number 5.
Minasali picking up his second foul.
Thad Huffman checks in.
So, this game, nobody really in any foul trouble.
No.
for either team. There's three fouls for Sobek, but that's it. McSorley kicking it out. Now between the circles is Thompson.
And again, yeah, Marquette can be aggressive on the ball. Mm-hmm. With a minute left, they have a foul to give before Kettle Moraine's in the bonus.
We are inside 1 minute. A floater in the paint, no good. Rebound for Minasali. Gives it off to Johnson. Johnson will bring it across the midline or along that far sideline. And now Jeremiah Johnson will get fouled with 49 seconds left in the game. And some of the fans start heading for the exits.
And they got it, and they're not. Neither team is in the bonus at this point.
But again, because like we talked about, that momentum just never fully shifting all the way of Kettle Moraine. It just feels like this has been Marquette's game from wire to wire so far, with 43 seconds to go. Adams still holding on to it. Tried to get it inside, and the ball's tipped away, and it's going to go to Kettle Moraine. Stuckey, right wing, gets it inside. 20 seconds left. Stuckey fires up a deep three. It rattles home, and it's a three-point game with 24 seconds left.
Can we say overtime?
I would rather you don't. I just want someone to win this in regulation. As fun as it would be. 63-60. Marquette is on top. Kettle Moraine gets it down to a three-point game. Marquette has led the entire way in this one. But Kettle Moraine, they're just always have been within striking distance since about, what would you say, about 12 minutes left in the game?
Yeah. And the thing is, they almost have to foul at this point, too. Now, you look, Marquette's got to foul to give. So if they come down and score, they can actually be aggressive on the ball still. Go for a steal. Be aggressive on the ball before Kettle Moraine's going to shoot a 1-1.
As Marquette has five fouls, Kettle Moraine has committed six team fouls. No one really other than McSorley has three fouls, so nobody in risk right now of fouling out. Marquette gets the inbound in, and Kettle Moraine fouls with 22.5 seconds to go.
Foul set number 11, Nathan Balloon for Kettle Moraine, his third.
And that's Balloon picking up his third foul.
Is hit the bonus, and it's Peter McDevitt shooting 1-1.
McDevitt, the quarterback of the state championship team, the Marquette Hilltoppers football team, winning the Division I state title 27-10 over Franklin. Back in the fall at Camp Randall, looking to try and bring a gold ball home a second time, as the first one is good for McDevitt.
So this is the big one.
Chance to make this a five-point game with 22.5 seconds to go. Kettle Moraine has one timeout left. Marquette has three, and the second one is good. 5-point lead now. Kettle Moraine working quickly. Stuckey fires up a three. It's a line drive. That's an air ball, and it is kept alive by Marquette. And then a foul as Minasali will head to the line now. The student section is feeling it. They're going to be able to come back here tomorrow night. Minasali at the line for a 1-1, leading 65-60, 12.6 seconds remaining. Minasali's first one is up, and it's nothing but net and good. Now to 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 assists on the night. And the second one is good. 7-point lead, 10 seconds left now. Down to 8. Stuckey's 3, no good, off the front iron. Rebound for Marquette. Kettle Moraine won't foul, so the final score, 67-60. The Marquette Hilltoppers heading to the state championship game tomorrow night to take on the Arrowhead War Hawks. 67-60, the final score. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this game as well as take a look ahead to tomorrow night's matchup between Marquette and Arrowhead right here on Zimbrick Honda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Madison. It'll be